G'day, Rog.
Good morning, guys. And did you guys are you a bit flustered in there? Or
well,
what?
I did. No. Oh, okay, I will read it out.
Yes.
TK. What? Why is it always me? TK. What is it with the constant changing of the news readers on the BSB? Are they all old girlfriends? Oh. And do you feel obligated to give them a job? No, no. We're currently in what they call Rog in sporting terms. We're in a little
transition
phase. So we've had some wonderful journos fill in for us, headed now by Leanne West. And no, I'm not.
So you're just working through a few rotations and just. Mm. Yeah,
correct.
Basically. Haven't
correct.
Been linked to any of them?
Well, no, I haven't been linked to any of them.
Well, you've read it out.
Good question, Slats.
Well,
I like the question.
Direct question. Rog, how are we looking, mate?
What Nadal about you?
Gets through.
I've got no connections, no. I don't think so. I mean,
would you like some?
Well, you know, that's another question. That's sort of an offline conversation.
Give us an update, mate.
Tennis.
Well, a few things. Let's go to women's side first. Coco Vandeweghe, Cashi's protege at the moment. The person that Cashi's interesting combination because she's quite big game, big serve, big game off the back of the court. She can blow her opponents away. She's quite emotional and volatile. So very much similar to how Cashi, how he emotionally he played on the tennis court. So it's a really good match for her to, he's been able to calm her down and get her to play sort of, so her poor tennis is above par and actually is good enough to hang on in certain moments of matches. And then she gets her, then she grabs hold of her real good stuff, her lead stuff, and she's hard to beat. So she beat the number one player in the world in Pliskova. 6-3, that's a big centre court. So what's happening at the moment, the Americans are getting through. We've got three in the semi-finals with Sloane Stephens, Venus Williams, and now Madison Keys takes on Kaia Kanepi tonight. Now, the first on stadium, but the biggest thing for them is why they've actually been able to get through these tight matches, in my opinion, is purely because of the crowd that's been involved. So you, when you've got a home crowd and they're holding you there, they're pushing you through, they're creating that little bit of nervous tension and anxiety up the other end of the court because they feel like it's your home theatre. I think those three girls that have all got to the semi-finals in really tight matches have been blessed with the luxury of being that home crowd, okay, which is a big stadium, 20,000-25,000 people in it at once.
All right. Can I put two matches in the ladies to you and I'll get you a quick tip, mate? $1.22, yep. Madison Keys against Kanepi.
Yeah, I like that. I like Madison on that court.
Yep, too good, too strong. And now this one's closer. The 37-year-old Venus Williams
phenomenal
up against Sloane Stephens. Now, Venus is $1.60 up against Stephens, $2.25.
This is amazing. You said a 37-year-old.
Yeah.
20 years ago, she made her first semi-finals. I mean, it's an extraordinary what Serena's done, but what Venus has done is like extraordinary. She's having her best year. She's beat two Grand Slam finals this year.
Yeah.
I think I go with Venus purely because I like the experience. She's her game's been it's a lot more solid. She's not making those errors. Sloane Stephens now gets a chance to get into a final. She can do it, no doubt about that. As I said, I've been a big rat for her consistently, but maybe this is the hurdle. Does she beat Venus here on the center court to get into a Grand Slam final? She could do it. I have no problem with the score, but I like Venus. I would go with Venus.
Okay.
All right, mate. Let's go to the men now. Federer $1.15, very short over Del Potro $5.
Gee, that's a bit outrageous. I think they're looking at Del Potro's last match and thinking there might be so much fatigue in play that the energy of center court takes you to another space. Delpo knows how to handle Roger. They've played epic matches in New York. This is second match. This is going to be, I mean, this the place is going to rock when these guys walk out tonight. So I'll lean Roger. Nadal was fantastic. He crushed the 19-year-old Rublev today. The problem was with Rublev is he just got starstruck. It was just on the court, so many unforced errors. Was guessing a lot of Nadal's shots coming off his racket. I love the way the ball's coming off Nadal's racket and his precision of hitting. So he's in the box seat, and potentially we're looking for that first semi-finals between the two, Federer and Nadal. That would be epic. Nadal was asked about it. He said, it would be, you know, it's quite surprising we haven't played on this court, but, you know, it's a semi-finals and we'd rather play in a final, so we have to come back next year.
Oh, geez, another year. $1.37, Anderson up against Buster at $2.90.
Yeah, look, Buster's a calm tennis player off the back of the court, so he hits a lot of balls back, makes you play. Anderson comes forward, actually, he offers you different types of targets and looks. Kevin's quite manufactured, but I like the fact that he got through Sam Querrey on that centre court, the American. So I lean with Kevin here as well. Big serve volleyer, likes to come forward, put pressure on a baseliner. I like that sort of play on this court at night. It gets fast, and the ball goes through the court. So I like Kevin. I mean, a South African making that into a final of the Grand Slam again for a long time. It hasn't Kevin Curran? Remember Kevin Curran at all?
Was he a left-hander?
No, he was a righty.
Did he have one?
Didn't he play golf as well, or am I thinking of a different guy?
Yeah, no, Kevin Curran. I reckon I remember an old Adidas shirt on him, Rog.
Correct.
Would that be right?
100% yeah. Fast server, had a bullet serve. He made a final of Wimbledon, Kevin Curran. But he'd be the last person to actually make a Grand Slam final. And Kevin's a great guy, Kevin Anderson. Had a lot of injuries, come back, and this is a big moment for him.
Here we go. Rog, did Kevin Curran have one really big arm and one smaller arm?
Oh, well, Roger Federer does. Have you had a look at Roger Federer's arms?
I reckon.
That's why he's a freak.
His right arm is like the tennis arm, the workable arm. If you have a look at his left, it's a pencil.
Yeah. What about Gullickson? Remember him? He had one big arm and one tiny arm.
Yeah, most guys have slightly bigger arm. Let's not try and get too heavy into the anatomy, but because we could go a lot of places, but generally the right side of the body. That's why I think it used to be years ago there were a lot of injuries caused because one side of the body was getting so dominated. Uh-huh. But now the sports science behind it and all the physical stuff they're doing actually compensates for that.
See, thanks for telling.
You're very evenly balanced, Slats.
I mean, the last thing you want is to rip the top off and have one pec slightly bigger.
That'd be terrible.
You know, one side of the body forward than the other.
Yeah,
I think.
I agree.
Okay. Look.
Thank you, Rog.
I think it's time to cut you off.
Roger
Rasheed. But when you've got your guts hanging out there, that's the problem.
Good on you, mate. There's Rog. Big finish.
Got a bit blue there, didn't it, in the end?